Good morning, good morning. Thank you for joining my little ABCD. For those who are not here with us on the camera, it stands for a B'tachum Kaster Dona Shir. So we're going to be going through every Thursday morning, just a few minutes. You could sit, please make yourself comfortable. It gets me nervous when everyone stands. B'tachum is a beautiful concept that I'm sure we've heard a lot about, but what is it exactly and what could it do for me? So hopefully on Thursday mornings, just a few minutes, we'll get to know a little bit more about it. Now, bitachon, we hear a lot about it. Bitachon, bitachon. What is it, right? Emuna, bitachon, what's the difference between the two? If you have any idea. Emuna is a basic belief that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good, right? What's the word? Gamzu l'tayva is like a common phrase that people like to use. A basic idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of us, watching us, taking care of us. Bitachon is taking it to the next step, taking it a little bit further. It's actually living your emunah, like the book that some people read, right? And in reality, when it comes to anything with mussar based, whenever you're learning something and you're trying to instill it in your heart and trying to make it part of you, there's three steps. The first step is something called chachmas hamussar, which is a basic understanding of the concept. In this example, bitachon, the basic understanding that bitachon is trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's here for us and actually living it. The next step is musar bespailus, which you don't have to do in a forest. You don't have to do it, in the middle of the woods singing. You could do it in a chair. You could do it in your room, wherever you are. And it's basically just taking different ways to take the idea that you have in your head, the chachmas hamussar, and taking it all the way to the heart, which they say is the longest distance in the world, is from your head to your heart. You may know something in your mind to be true, but could you feel it? Do you really have it in your heart? That's Musar Bespailus. You use psukim, you could sing, you use tiurim, pictures, videos, right? And try to take a concept and make it part of you. You know, if you hear a story about, let's say, a little girl who got cancer and she was going to the hospital and things were looking great and she left the hospital and all of a sudden she gets hit by a car, right? Right when she leaves the hospital and back in the hospital, you hear, wow, what a terrible story. But if you put it in, you don't feel too much about it, but if you put it in a movie and you have the right music and in the background and you're sitting there in the big screen and the theatrics and you see it, all of a sudden it may cause a little tear come to your eye. You feel a little bit more. Why? Because it's real. It's there. It's happening in front of you, but in a movie. That's Musar Bespailus. Taking the concept from your head to your heart, making it real. And then the last thing you have is Chinuch HaMusar, which is actually living it. Now, let's say you're learning about jealousy, right? You can understand why jealousy is bad. Then you try to picture it and you move it to your heart. And then you actually try to live it. Bitachon is the chinuch hamusar of emuna. You believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us, and everything he does for the best. Now, could you actually live it? When you're stuck in a situation, if you're in the car, basic situation, and you're trying to get somewhere by a certain amount of time, and you're trying to drive through, and you're trying to cut around, and go through the yellow, maybe red light. Is that bitachon? Are you living it? No, if you have bitachon, you want to live it, then you sit there and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take me there when I'm supposed to get there. Bitachon is if you could take your emunah and actually live it. There's four levels of bitachon, and we'll end up with this. A basic level of bitachon is kind of more like emunah, just the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. The next level of bitachon you can have is a hope that with the bitachon that I have in trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're building your relationship closer with that schus that you have, that bitachon, kind of like, right, when we daven in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say tefillah, tzedaka, and what's the last one?
Tshuva,
right? Is maviras re'a gzera. It's zechuyos. Bitachon could act in a similar vein and be a schus for you to get things that you necessarily wouldn't have deserved otherwise. You have bitachon, you want X, you really have that bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't let you down. So it's a hope. That second level of bitachon is a hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do what I want. The third level of bitachon, which is even greater, is a full trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will not let me down. I like to use a basic example. Imagine I came to you, right, Chaim? I said, hey, I gotta get to the airport tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. I got no ride. I have no family to take me there. All my friends are busy. You're my last choice, my last option. And if I don't get to that flight, I'm missing out on a big business deal. Before you answer, the phones go dead. I don't know if you're coming. So I wait on the corner. I'm hoping at 6 o'clock, you're there to come pick me up. 6 o'clock comes, 6:15, you're still not here. 6:30, I'm standing there with my suitcase, getting a little nervous. Now, would you feel comfortable knowing that I'm on the corner waiting for you, knowing that you're my only option? I've got nowhere else to turn. Would you feel comfortable lying in bed at 6 a.m. knowing that I'm here sitting there waiting for you? No. You would get out of bed and you would say, okay, I can't let Ellie down. Same thing with Bitachon. And if you have that in your heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let me down, he'll be there for you. The fourth level of Bitachon, which is way up high, is no matter what happens, whether good or bad, seemingly, I know everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great, and that everything is chesed from him, and I'm happy with whatever he throws at my life. Now, to get to that level is extremely, extremely high. That's like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai level. He could sit in a cave and trees grow and his food comes to him. Maybe we could get to the third level where we could really feel it in our hearts and trust and use Bitachon as a way to get things that we want, to live a life of Menuchas HaNefesh, knowing that Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there for me. And Amir Tashem, Thursday mornings, we'll slowly get from level 1 to 2 to 3. Amir Tashem, with our help. Enjoy the donuts.